Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, March 26, 1957. In this episode, an albino stallion is the clue to the location of the famous Lost Dutchman Mine. Title of this episode, Wild Horse Hunt. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Wild Horse Hunt. To this very day, the legend repeated most often around the campfires of the cowboys and vaqueros is of a great white Mustang and of the Lost Dutchman Mine. The Mustang was a beautiful, proud horse with long, flowing mane and tail who had the speed of the wind. It was descended from the original band of 16 Arabian and Barb horses brought over by Cortez and the Conquistadores. The attempt to capture this magnificent steed and his strange connection to the Lost Dutchman Mine resulted in an extremely close brush with death for the famed Cisco Kid and his partner, Pancho. As our story opens, two hard-bitten riders astride leg-weary ponies head down the dusty street of the little town of Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, let's stop here at this saddle shop, Jack.
What for, Emmett?
Well, the night ago, my saddle's almost busted in two. I gotta get it fixed.
These horses of ours are ready to drop dead, Emmett.
Yeah, I know. We gotta get ourselves new horses and a new grubstake if we ever expect to find that lost Dutchman mine.
We'll find it, all right. I'm for throwing down on the old coot that's in the saddle shop to get the money for a grubstake.
Well, first, we'll see if we can interest him to grubstake it. If we can't, we'll interest ourselves in whatever money he's got, and if he hollers...
If he opens his yap, he'll find the blade of my knife clean through him.
Howdy, boys. Come right in.
Howdy. Need a new ladder going this saddle of mine.
Yeah, that thing sure came to the right place. Fitz Ketchum will fix anything that's leather. Fitz Ketchum, that's me.
Well, I'm Emmett Bogan, Cliff. This here's my partner, Zach Winslow.
Yeah, toss that load you're carrying onto the saddle block, Emmett. You, Zach, sit and rest yourself for a spell.
Yeah, thanks, Cliff.
Well, you're plumb tuckered out. Must have been up them Superstition Mountains after the Lost Dutchman Mine.
What if we were? What about it?
Oh, now, don't get riled. Like all the other hombres that go after that Lost Dutchman. You think it's a big secret nobody else knows about.
Tell me, how'd you know we was after gold?
How'd I know you're after gold? You got gold fever in your eyes.
I reckon we have. We got good reason, too. We come as close to finding that mine as anyone ever did.
Yeah, what makes you think you did, Zach?
Come across a band of wild horses.
Wild horses? Did you see the leader?
Yeah, we saw him, all right. A big albino stallion with a long mane and tail.
Great white Mustang. You boys are on the trail of the Lost Dutchman Mine, all right. Just as you suspected.
What's the Lost Dutchman Mine got to do with this great white Mustang of yours?
Listen, every other Mustanger in Arizona, including myself, has chased after that horse. No one's been able to catch him because he's got a cave where he hides when he thinks he's going to get caught. And on the floor of that cave is Lost Dutchman gold.
How do you know? How can you be sure?
Because samples of that gold from the hoof prints of that stallion are exactly the same color and grade of ore the Dutchman used to bring in from his mine.
It's the same story we heard, Emmett. What did I tell you?
Yeah, Zach, we were close. Cliff, if you'll grubstake us, we'll cut you in as a partner when we find the mine.
I'll bet I'll grubstake you, boy. I'm going to lock up shop and ride with you. Let me show you the maps of that territory. They're in the back room. I'll get them. If my name's Fitz Ketchum, I'm going winging after that white Mustang, and this time I'll catch him.
You don't want that old galoot with us, Emmett?
Why not let him come along, Zach? He can help us find the mine.
You really aiming to cut him in for a share?
You out of your head. Lots of hombres have lost their lives looking for the lost Dutchman mine. After we find it, there'll be one more. Cliff Ketchum will never come down out of the Superstition Mountains alive.
Chico!
Yeah?
And the last time we were around here, we go on the wild horse hunt after the white mustache.
Yeah, and this town of Mesa has changed, Pacho.
Look, Chico, the big crowd of hombres.
I wonder what all that promotion is about. Hold up,
hold up, hold up, hold
up. Three hombres in the center of the crowd act as though they are going to have a fight.
What kind of funny pantalones and boots are one hombre wearing, Chico?
Well, in the East or in Europe, hombres wear those kind of clothes for riding, Pancho.
The hombre with the fancy clothes is going to get hurt, Chico. The other two edging around, they get him in the crossfire.
Yeah, with your permission, senores. May I get through?
Yeah. He's asking so many questions. Rick Miller does not have to answer from nobody.
I'm trying to make a gunfight with me, hombre, and you're
going to
get it.
That's not so, Chico. And that maverick tried to pick a fight with the fancy clothes, hombre.
Hey, si, Pancho.
It's Chico, they go for the gun. Bueno, Chico. You shoot the guns from both your hands.
Calm down, hombre. No one is hurt yet. But if you try another drag gulch, someone is liable to be.
Thank you, Herr Cowboy. Rich Miller can manage with these two roughnecks now.
What do you intend to do with your gun, Senor Miller?
You saved my life. My gun goes back in the holster.
That gun not like the ones we carry, Senor Miller. Why are you carrying on the shoulder holster?
It is a German gun.
German
with the
gun?
Shoulder holster, I bet I draw faster than anyone here.
Not faster than Chico.
What difference does it make, Pancho?
Make a lot of difference.
I put up my gun also, Senor Miller.
Now, women, get up! You did not learn anything from it.
I could have killed you.
Carry a perk with my pistol. That monster.
You will try. You will not succeed.
Yes, sir.
You will find out, Coyote.
You should have remained quiet.
Bueno, Chico. You and the fancy clothes, Senor, take care of those two coyotes. You hit the ones you fight so hard, we form the world to go for the horses.
All right, hombre. You win this time. Then the next time it'll be a different story.
You bet it will. Next time, you'll be carried away in a wooden box.
It would have been better for me to shoot them when I had the opportunity.
No, senor. Those two will make their own opportunity to end up behind bars.
Yeah, and that's where they belong.
I would like to talk with you, gentlemen. Would you come with me, please?
Yes. What is it you want, Senor Mueller?
Now, I expect much trouble, my hair.
I'm sorry to hear you got troubles with your hair. Pondre's hair, no trouble. Pondre with some hair and good hair.
9999. Hair in German means sir or mister.
It means the same as Senor Pancho. I am known as the Cisco Kid, Senor Mueller. This is mi compañero Pancho.
I'm known as Hair Pancho. But Pancho got lots of hair in his head, too.
What kind of trouble do you expect, Senor Mueller?
From those two snakes, the pies. They know I have come to claim what belongs to me.
What that, Senor?
The most fabulous treasure in this western country. The lost Dutchman mine.
The lost Dutchman? You know where it is.
I can find it, I am sure. I am the nephew of Henry Miller.
Henry Miller? He's the lost Dutchman?
Yeah. And his letter to his sister, my mother, tells the location of the mine. From the letter, I will find the gold. Here are my burros.
Well, you are very well equipped for your search, Senor Miller.
To make my expedition complete, I now need the help of a man like you, Herr Cisco. And, of course, you too, Herr Pancho. I will pay you well.
No, Senor. Pancho and I are not interested in searching for gold.
It would be better to change your mind. The two with whom we fought know my plan. They are after the mine themselves. They will kill me when they get a chance. And since you helped me, they consider you my partner. They will not rest until you are dead.
Emmett, you and Zach are a fine-looking pair of partners to start out with after a gold mine wild horse. Toads and tarantulas. Will you look who's over there by them burrows?
Zach, me over here pretty quick.
Chico, there, say your cliff. Say your cliff. Say your cliff, watch out.
Whoa, say your cliff. Whoa, there. Chico, Pancho, you saddle-pounding Ranahans.
I'm as glad to see you as a lefty is to see its mother after the branding.
We're very glad to see you, Senor Cliff.
What you doing here, huh?
Yeah, I got a store here in Mecca.
Oh? You, Senor Cliff?
Hmm.
Well, when did an old Mustanger like you give up chasing wild horses?
Well, when an hombre like me gets too old and stoved up to run horses, comes into town and opens a saddle shop to, well, build the kind of gear you cowboys really want.
Yeah, no one better to make saddles for the vaqueros than the wild horse hunter was. Got to depend on a saddle with his life.
Since you are retired, Senor Cliff, how does it happen you are riding with those two hombres over there and leading the park horses?
Oh, you mean Zach and Emmett?
See? Yeah,
they're my new partners. They got the gold collar. Hey, what are you doing with these two long-eared mountain canaries?
You mean the burros?
Yeah.
They belong to that big German hombre over at the Canada store. He got the gold collar, too.
You are going after gold, Senor Cliff?
Yeah, right up, loco. We're going on a wild horse hunt after the great white Mustang.
The great white Mustang?
Yeah.
Well, you chase him before and never catch him.
Yeah, this time I will. I'll get a hunch that critter and his band hide out in a cave where the Dutchman found his mine. Oh, I said, will you go along, Cisco? Cisco, please. The great white Mustang.
All right.
We go.
I do not know which is worse, gold fever or wild Mustang fever.
Ah, great, Cisco. What a rip snorting party this will be.
Before we join up, Senor Cliff, it's better you know Cisco and Senor Miller beat up on those two partners of yours.
I might have known you did it, Cisco. Where's this Miller you're talking about?
The big hombre coming out of the general store, Mr. Cliff. He claims he has a letter locating the lost Dutchman mine. He asked Pancho and me to help him find it.
Well, the single Bob's and my new spurs. Let's combine forces. And we'll have twice the chance to find the gold mine. Besides, we'll need all the help we can get to drop a loop on that 4-footed scallywag.
Why not? If we find that mine, they will get what they want, and we have a good chance of corralling the white Mustang.
We do it, bueno. Yeah, maybe not so bueno. Of course, we got to be on guard all the time with those two maverick partners of Senor Cliff. Get the chance to do what they say. They kill Cisco.
And Pancho's words may come true, as men whose minds are fierce with the lust for gold will not hesitate at murder. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Wild Horse Hunt. Cliff Ketchum believes a wild stallion he wants, known as the Great White Mustang, hides in the Lost Dutchman mine. He grubstakes gold seekers Emmett Vogan and Zach Winslow and plans to go with them. Cisco and Fritz Müller, another searcher after the mine, have a fight with Zach and Emmett. When Cliff meets his old friends, Cisco and Pancho, he convinces them to join him on the wild horse hunt. The opposing forces join, in spite of Pancho's warning that Zach and Emmett may very well kill Cisco. Now the entire party has made its way into the wild mountainous terrain and is bedded down for the night around the smoldering embers of the campfire.
Emmett, can you hear me? Are you awake?
Let's get going.
I hope the howl of that coyote didn't wake anyone.
Yeah, we'll check him. Get your boots off. We can get around quieter.
Keep your knife handy in case one of those sleeping beauties wakes up.
You're the knife expert, Zach. You got yours?
Naturally. Here's Miller.
Good.
That's Cliff over by the rock. Peaceful as a sleeping bear goose. Come on.
Pancho's rolled up in his blankets under that tree.
There he is. Pancho's a badger, Joe, like Mustang, you. What's the matter to get the white lady over there? Pancho's the only hombre in the whole world. Who can ride you? Talks in his sleep.
Them kind sleep the hardest. Let's get it. Cisco took the first shift guarding the burros and horses as a sort of warning to us.
Yeah, I realize that. He's letting us know he's going to be in his guard.
Sure, but he expects us to try to get him some night when he's rolled up in his blankets. He don't figure for no one to come catch looking out after him with a knife while he's awake.
Shh. There's Cisco now.
What's the matter, Diablo?
He's up behind these trees.
Faster.
Is Cisco coming his way?
No, he's back toward us. Now's your chance.
Get him, Jack. Yeah, get him. Smack between the shoulder blades. Here goes.
Hold it, Jack. Shut up a minute. You make a move and I see the trigger.
Mueller, what the devil?
Shut up. Come away from here.
All right, I'm doing it. Get that gun barrel out of my back.
That is a wise decision. Good. Stop here.
Yeah, about midway between Cisco and that campfire. What for?
Quiet, you stumpkopf. The one thing should be heard.
What's the deal, Mueller? If you were just out to save Cisco's life, you'd sound him an alarm or
killed him.
You are right, Herr Logan. The lives of these wild horse hunters mean nothing to me. They are like little children playing games. I am a businessman.
Reckon we made a mistake about you at first, Mueller. We should have been partners all along.
We are not partners. The gold mine belongs to me. But with you two, I can do business. I will pay you.
So what do you mean, pay us?
Shut up, Frank. One more time, Herr Winchell, you make such a noise, I shoot a bullet to you. And remember, gentlemen, if you try to betray or double-cross me, lick my hand, I will choke the life from you.
We know how strong you are and how fast you can use that German gun, Mueller. We'll swing along, will you?
Good. We let these cowboys locate the mine for us. After we have the gold, we kill them.
Country now. Can't afford to make no mistake.
All right, Cliff. Don't worry, Cliff. We'll do it.
When does the Cisco fleet return? He wastes time after the wild horse and he put me after the bull knife.
That's not a waste of time, Senor Mueller. When Cisco finds those wild horses, the white Mustang will lead us to the gold mine.
That's just right as rain in the Arizona desert. Hey, here's Cisco now. You hombre back there. Right up here.
Mother me, is Cisco around like all the Apache tribes in Arizona after him?
Look at him, come. Must have spotted a wild bunch.
Hey, Cliff, Pancho, the white Mustang is bunch. Hold up.
They are crazy on the other side of that range. I suggest we swing the herd in a big circle and keep after them in relays.
And that's it. And we'll all start after the herd together. As I signal to each of you, rein to a halt. Then wait until a herd swings around a big circle back to you.
Yeah, and this time we got enough hombres to make the relay work.
What do you mean by relay?
It is like running a relay race, Senor Mueller. Each of us will haze the herd to where the next hombre is waiting. That hombre picks up the Mustang and moves them to where the hombre in front of him is waiting.
I know what you're doing, and so will that great white Mustang. You'll catch his band, but you won't catch him.
We do not expect to. When he sees he cannot save his herd, he will make a break for freedom.
See? That's when we all line out after him.
And he'll lead us to your lost Dutchman mine. Sure as a feather's in a war bonnet. Yeah. I'll hobble the burros and pack horses first, so they can't stray too far. All right, go ahead. I'll catch up.
We're bound to stay and help you, Senor Cliff. And then we both catch up.
Bueno. You other hombres, after we start the herd, keep to a trot, or you will never see the goal of that lost Dutchman mine. Now, vamonos.
Up, Gabby, hurry up. Come on. Cisco, that great white Mustang break away from the bunch and head to a fort peak, just like you say.
That Galileo is very smart. He's been running along the bed of that creek ever since he left his herd, almost an hour ago.
That's why we're never able to follow his tracks. Look, Cisco, he makes straight for that waterfall. He's gone under it. There is hiding place.
No wonder no one has been able to find the lost Dutchman mine. Fire a gunshot, Pancho, so the others will ride toward us.
They see the same thing we see, Cisco. And Senor Cliff is the only one riding toward us. The others go after the mine under the waterfall.
Those double-crossing mavericks.
Cisco, those gold hungry Cisabels, they're going to ruin everything.
Whoa.
Let them go ahead, Senor Cliff. It will give us a chance to capture them.
Capture them? What for, Cisco?
Last night, while I was guarding the horses, Zack and Emmett started to dry gulch me. Mueller stopped them. Later, I followed and overheard the three of them plan to kill us all when they found the mine. We must proceed with care.
OK,
before we get our ropes on that Mustang, we will be dead. I'll give a
call. Go, go, go.
Look at that white devil plunging here. Hey, it's a good thing we left the horses outside this cave or he'd tear them to pieces.
Jimmy, look. Look along the floor of the cave. That vein of gold.
Oh, them coyotes. Why, it's bigger than any gold vein I ever heard about.
Never have I seen such a thing. The sacks of gold nuggets.
That's the stuff your Uncle Henry Mueller must have mined.
Sure it is. And here's how that Mustang got them hoofs of gold. He tromped on these nuggets.
Watch out! He will tromp after that! Before we go farther, we must eliminate Cliff Peckham, Pancho, and the Cisco Kid.
That ain't gonna be so easy, Mueller.
We see.
He drives the white horse from the cave. He will be so busy trying to rope him, they will not notice us until it is too late. Too late for them to remain alive.
Enough away from the waterfall. Yeah, so as we can swing wide loop to rope that Mustang when he comes through.
Yeah, Pancho, only wish those coyotes driving him out of the cave.
You get your wish, Pancho. Here he comes. Good luck with the Mustang. I will take care of those three sidewinders when they come after us.
There. I ain't got a loop on him.
Well, then you grip.
Pancho, drop a loop on him, too.
Go with the Mustang. Let him run at the end of your ropes, or he will choke himself to death.
We're Francisco, like a 50-head alive.
Get in it! Get Cisco now! Oh, my hand! Cisco shot the gun from my hand!
You other two coyotes want to draw? Go ahead.
No, Cisco. No, you're too fast for me.
Me neither, Cisco. My hands are away from the gun belt.
Then the three of you walk toward me. Pronto!
You ain't so fast with that fancy German gun in that shoulder holster after all, Mueller.
Hey, they're coming back with that Mustang. Pancho lost hold of
him. You go. Help, can you push? I'm trying to keep a gun on these mavericks.
Hold on.
All right, Pancho. Guard them carefully.
What a bundle of dynamite this Mustang is. Can't hold this right devil. Yeah, look, he's gone.
They say white Mustang break away from Senor Cliff.
Oh, did you? Did you see that horse break away from me there? Why, whoa.
There. Oh, he did not break away from you, Senor Cliff. I saw you loosen the dolly of your riata from your saddle horn so the stallion could go free. Capture to a wild horse like that would break his spirit.
Yeah, and I lost a good rope in the bargain. Why, that tree is going straight up over four peaks. He'll never make it.
Look, Cisco. He's climbing up over the embers of the Lord's Dutchman mine. He's starting a landslide.
Mother Mia, that landslide will cover the mine.
Oh, stop him. We must stop him. The mine.
Now that Lord's Dutchman mine really lost, no one will ever be able to find it.
Yeah, even without that mine, I don't reckon that white Mustang will ever get caught. By thunder, he's going to make it over the top of Four Peaks.
I guess that puts an end to our wild horse hunting, Senor Cliff.
But the mine. What about the gold mine?
And the great white Mustang put an end to your gold hunting, Maverick. For your attempted murder, you three will answer to the law.
See, and that great white Mustang not got to answer to nobody but his herd.
There's the answer, Pancho. He's calling to his herd and saying, adios to us. Adios, you handsome devil.
Adios! Adios!
Cisco!
Si, Pancho.
I'm so glad you and Senor Cliff not catch the great white Mustang. I'm also glad that those three coyotes, they go to the jail.
I am glad about that also. And that Senor Cliff has gone to California to open a new saddle shop.
Now that Senor Cliff go to California, he got to change his name.
Change his name?
Change his name.
Why, Cliff Ketchum is a good name, Pancho. Why does he have to change it?
Because Cliff Ketchum not fit Senor Cliff no more, Cisco.
Cliff Ketchum does not fit him anymore? But why, Pancho?
Because of that great white Mustang. Cliff not catch him.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's so...
Up the outlaw!
Another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.